any kind of background in Yardbirds, so in terms of history? Or
My history is my knowledge of Yardbirds is through Eric Clapton when he was in Cream. Me and my friends used to listen to Cream, Zeppelin, and Jimi Hendrix non-stop.
Okay.
So that's where it all started. Yeah, that's where it started.
That's the roots of it.
That's the roots of it. So of course you learned about the Yardbirds,
And you find out the other guitar players played.
In fact, I am a guitarist as well. And although I don't play like Jeff Beck, he's certainly one of my main influences. You know, I just love the way he approaches
it. Fantastic. He's playing Manhattan soon at Meridium, playing with the West Fort Trio on June 8th and 9th, I think. Yeah. I actually interviewed Chris a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic.
Great
interview. But getting back to you, so that was the foundation of it.
Absolutely,
But you must have paid your dues playing in bands, throughout.
Certainly. I've been in lots of bands, you know, mainly three-piece bands, kind of power rock trios, you know, with a bit of sort of soulful edge, because that's one of my main influences vocally is actually Stevie Wonder, and also Glenn Hughes from Deep Purple. He's also a Stevie Wonder fan. So those are the kind of things, and the Isley Brothers, you know, sort of 70s kind of melodic soulful.
Well, they were in the 60s too. They did the original Twist and Shout, right?
Before that,
But you do such a great job with this material. And what I was telling Ben is that it's fresh and new, but yet you're capturing the old sound, which you have to do for the audience, right?
Yeah, that's what we wanted to do. You know, from the very beginning, we discussed that. You know, and of course, I had immersed myself in all of this, all of the Yardbirds material, and I got kind of a vibe for how the sound should be. And Ben is very particular about, you know, getting a 60s sound with his Boxley 30 amps and his Telecaster. It's very authentic, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't want to deviate from that, you know.
I was very impressed.
And you know, it's great to also sort of learn about, you know, the harmonica masters from the 50s, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Howlin' Wolf, of course, you know, and, there's plenty more that I'm just, my mind is blank right now.
Do you realize that you're like part of history playing with the two original members?
Oh, I feel that.
Every night.
Yeah, I do feel that. I'm party to stories from back then, so it's kind of, I feel like I'm in there. You're getting it first hand.
And it probably never gets old, right?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Even the stories Chris was telling me through the interview were just unbelievable. Playing a marquee, and he was saying this place reminds him of the marquee, And how's the tour gone so far?
It's been great. You know, we
played Ohio and Pennsylvania, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Thankfully, we started with three shows in a row, which is great to sort of get us into the groove. You know, we started off a couple of shows in Maryland, then we went up to Akron, Ohio, and then we came back down to where was it now? I can't remember now.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right. Smallsville.
Smallsville.
Oh dear. Sellersville. It's a beautiful old built. It's a great, really nice, and it's nice kind of intimate stage. You know, it's great when the crowd are right up against the stage. Kind of makes you put in 110%.
And the response is great here. And what you doing? And any new recording plans? I was asking Chris this. Are you guys gonna do?
Well, you know, we're writing stuff. You know, it's early days. That's our intention. You know, we would like to do something. We've got to get to the stage where we've got a pool of songs that kind of work as the authentic sound, you know?
But it's funny, the songs that were done from the 2003 album, Birdland, they sound to me, like old Yardbird songs to me, you know? They really do.
Yeah, again, it's the way it's presented on stage, you know? It's kind of, we want to keep that broadness, you know? Yeah, it's very important.
Thank you for your time, I really appreciate it. It was a pleasure watching you guys. Yeah. Thank you.